Part 4, Chapter 3, The Self-Surrender of the I-Man. Every revelation in the universe is born through a magnetic field. We have already stated that our entire state of being is to be explained, firstly, out of our personal magnetic field, secondly, out of the magnetic field or our Earth, thirdly, out of our solar system, fourthly, out of our Milky Way, and so on. Whenever an entity wishes to enter into another magnetic field, a drastic change must take place in him. On the one hand, this means death. On the other hand, in some cases, new life. On the one hand, the falling off of certain aspects of life. On the other hand, the coming into being of entirely different ones. We must consider this when, for instance, in the Pharma Fraternitatis, we come upon a pronouncement such as the following: I have, while living, made this summary of the universe unto my own grave. We should also keep this in mind when we begin to reflect more deeply on the new magnetic body of the modern spiritual school. Now that a spiritual school has been built in the singular radiation force of the Gnosis, or in the terminology of the classical Rosicrucians, now that a home of the Holy Spirit has been founded, the seven rays of this fundamental power begin to reveal themselves and successively make themselves felt. Firstly, power is freed in such a manifestation, then, in the following order, light, warmth, sound, cohesion, life, revelation. Every pupil in the school will have already experienced the first ray of the sevenfold light. Each candidate is seized by it. The first ray has already been active in the school for some years and has been ascertained clearly by everyone since the 20th of August 1953. Since then, this power has become so strong that all the pupils will have to decide soon whether they, who are living, are prepared, as far as their natural state is concerned, to make this power into a grave, that is, to entrust themselves entirely to this power. All of us react quite differently to the first ray of the Holy Spirit, entirely in agreement with the nature and the condition of our being. The singular fundamental radiation of the Gnosis that preceded this is only calling in its activity, awakening, yet you can remain entirely yourself. But when this fundamental radiation divides itself into a sevenfold light, first the sternum is affected by the initial touch of the Holy Spirit, and after that the rosebud, the spirit spark atom. The rosebud in turn awakens the thymus into new life. Just as in your youth the thymus was a storehouse of natural blood forces, so in the new youth of the pupil of the spiritual school who is seized by the first ray of the Holy Spirit, the thymus once again influences the blood, but now with a power not to be explained from ordinary nature, so we are seized in the soul through the blood. That is why you are no longer able to remain in a contemplative attitude. You can no longer say, I join the spiritual school and I'll just orientate myself there. No, that has now become completely impossible. That period is past, for already from the very moment you enter the school, your corporeality is seized by the power of the first ray. So properly speaking, you enter a tomb, for in this new power, you will not be able to maintain your ordinary dialectical state of being, your I. Your blood is one of the five soul fluids. When your blood is touched by the Gnosis, then naturally its influence is not limited to the blood, for two other soul fluids, namely the hormonal secretions and the nerve fluid, are closely connected with the blood. The internal secretion and the nervous systems are only partly seized by the first ray of the Holy Spirit. The glands are parts of those centers in our personality, which in the universal doctrine are called chakras. The nervous system consists of an autonomic subsystem and the cerebrospinal subsystem controlled by the will. When we enter the tomb of CRC through the magnetic body of the spiritual school and participate in it as pupils, the autonomic nervous system is touched by the first ray. The cerebrospinal system, however, experiences only a negative reaction. On entering the school, the autonomic subsystem is seized by the gnosis and is deeply affected. It is directly assimilating. The cerebrospinal subsystem only observes. In other words, you undergo something with a part of your being, whereas with the other part, you only observe, as it were. The same applies to the chakras. As regards their positive aspect, they are principally influenced by the cerebrospinal system, whereas with their negative aspect, they are related to the autonomic nervous system. That is why the chakras are only negatively stirred during the first touch. On entering the living body of the school, one part of our soul is positively influenced and the other part only negatively. The latter, that consists of the ordinary consciousness and the serpent fire, observes the new process but experiences it negatively. In order to avoid any misunderstanding, we must emphasize that the first ray of the activity of the Holy Spirit never goes to meet a person who has not consciously joined a transfiguristic spiritual school as a pupil. The awakening, calling, but never ceasing radiation of the gnosis about which we have already spoken goes out to mankind in a general sense. But as soon as you enter the spiritual school, as soon as you dare to enter the tomb of CRC, you are seized in your innermost being, then you are affected in your soul's state. Therefore, bear in mind that only the man who is conscious of what he does is affected. Only he who accepts responsibility and knows that he enters the temple of the tomb of CRC. He is affected only when he consciously wants to take part in the group, in the community that possesses a Gnostic magnetic body that is able to transmute mighty magnetic currents out of which each participant is in a position to receive what he or she needs. That is a glorious and liberating system which can be fully explained from a scientific and medical point of view. It provides certainty and prevents all sorts of accidents. The one who is thoughtless in ordinary life also runs risks. If you bring a kettle of water to boil and then take the kettle off the fire so thoughtlessly that you spill the boiling water over your hand or foot, you will burn yourself badly. Well, you can also burn yourself with the magnetic light of the school if you encounter this light thoughtlessly without seriously trying to comply with its calling aim. For the group unity, the magnetic body is a powerful transmuting station of tremendous Gnostic powers, and each pupil receives everything needed. You do not need more security. It is only expected of you that you know what you are doing. The general Gnostic radiation that touches the ones who are sensitive to it urges them to prove they can produce sufficient love for mankind to justify their entry into the magnetic body and to live out of it. For you should understand well that you cannot enter the spiritual school due to a very egoistic craving for salvation. Then you will undoubtedly burn yourself. The condition is group unity, serving mankind, love of mankind. You should glow with love for mankind and devote yourself to it. That is the fundamental condition. For if you had everything, if you could do and you knew everything, but you had no love, you had and were nothing, as it is said so clearly in 1 Corinthians 13. Consequently, if somebody in the spiritual school experiences the first touch of the Holy Spirit as an affliction, as an unbearable tension, he should bear in mind that this is caused by his lack of love for mankind and lack of service of mankind. However, if the new faculty is present in the pupil, the fourth candle of the seven-branched candelabrum is ignited by the Gnostic radiation. The fourth cerebral cavity, where the pituitary gland is to be found, when this light burns in the gnosis, it may be discerned by the sign on the forehead, between the eyebrows. When this new faculty is given to the pupil, he must continue on this basis. He should then use this faculty so that the second ray of the Holy Spirit becomes recognizable in him, which is the birth of the light. Only then can true Christmas be celebrated by him. If the pupil has been born into the new life field in this way, he remains in contact with it unless he himself would cut loose from it or if he were to be banished by the magic will of the group. What is meant by the word ban is nothing but a being cast out of a particular magnetic field and thrown back into another magnetic field. If the elementary contact is established, and the pupil is, as a consequence, existentially one with the new life field he possesses, may we say it once more, a new magnetic faculty, and he has to live out of it. Since your natural birth, you have lived for many years, and you think you will, you act, and have your habits. You possess a character. In short, you are a certain type of man, and one knows you as Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so, with this or that nature. You may understand that when we say the pupil will have to live in the new life field, we do not mean that he should continue the life he has led until now. No, a totally new attitude of life is now urgently required, a life indicated in the Sermon on the Mount that will entirely alter your thinking, willing and acting, your habits, your character, your type. When you claim to be a true pupil, yet after half a year you would have exactly the same character, then we tell you that you are not a true pupil because you have not changed in a renovating sense whatsoever. The required attitude of life can be demonstrated by you because the gnosis has touched you, because the Holy Spirit has realized the first faculty in you. If you go on clinging to your old conduct of life and your old habits, you will inevitably burn yourself. Then you will make your body ill. Then you will develop poor health, either morally, emotionally, or bodily. It is necessary that you open consciously to the touch of the Holy Spirit, that part of your soul which functions negatively at present, the part that observes but does not, as yet, assimilate the Holy Spirit. That means that you have to surrender your entire will, your entire cerebrospinal nervous system, everything that is part of your I and all that urges your I to the gnosis. That is self-surrender. In this way, the entire fivefold soul being will be opened for the new Gnostic electromagnetic power. This is the integration of the soul into the gnosis. This opening of the soul to the gnosis has been and always will be indicated in the mysteries as the birth of the light or the feast of Christmas in the soul. It is important to study profoundly what is called the light birth of God so that it will be absolutely clear what you have to do and what you have to leave, enabling the birth of Jesus Christ within you to become a luminous fact. In the spiritual school as a magnetic unity, this Christmas wonder has come into being, and this fact should also take shape in you. How do we open the soul before the Holy Spirit? How can we entrust the soul to the gnosis? Just think over the situation once more. The soul has five fluids or aspects: the blood, the hormonal secretion, the nerve fluid, the serpent fire, and the consciousness. You see from this that soul and body are not to be separated from one another. You cannot say, here is the soul and there is the body. No, soul and body are closely connected with each other. There is an interplay between them. What we call the soul fluids are at the same time also bodily aspects. We saw that the first ray of the Holy Spirit seized the blood, and to some extent also the hormonal secretion and the nerve fluid. The gnosis has then entered the system of the pupil, but the consciousness, the serpent fire, the cerebrospinal nervous system and the greater part of the chakras are not yet conquered. They have only been affected by the primary Gnostic touch. They are still entirely of the old nature and connected with the old magnetic field. It is clear that the old magnetic field exercises powerful influences on our soul and our body, a situation that explains a lot with regard to our present bodily state. Many of you are extremely nervous. Why is that so? We have given you the answer here. Many of you certainly do not feel too well. Why is that so? We have given you the answer. Such very different magnetic tensions are bound to affect your health and cause you to get out of balance from time to time. That is why the pupil has to surrender his will, his mentality, and his crystallized line of conduct to the gnosis as expressions and proofs of his consciousness. How? By a new attitude of life, by a life led positively and radically according to the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to be revolutionary, well then, be revolutionary in this. Then the new force of the gnosis will break into your soul. The new attitude of life, at first applied as a method, will soon become second nature. For you will observe that you need not force yourself at all. You will realize, now I can breathe, now everything becomes harmonious in me, now everything stands, as it were, in its right place within me. Clinging to the old nature then becomes a torture, an impossibility for you. Then you are thrown to and fro between the two incomparable fields of tension. Try to realize the self-surrender to the gnosis in the practice of the new attitude of life. Thanks to the faculty given to you by the first ray of the Holy Spirit, the second radiation will become active in you. Then it will become light in you. Then the true feast of Christmas can be celebrated in you.